Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
You might not be yourself today, and that's to be expected since you've been working nonstop. Time to relax and leave the work behind this weekend. It'll be there Monday.
Taurus.
Okay, Taurus, don't bore us. There might be doubt surrounding you today, huh? Try your best and listen to your heart to guide you through it. You got this.
Gemini.
With everything going on around you, you're feeling a little uneasy. Connect with your family and friends today and this weekend. They'll help you get back to your normal self.
Cancer.
Cancer, you've been hanging around to try and find a purpose in your life. Spend the day listening to your gut. The struggle will be over soon.
Leo.
Your attention is going to your goals for the future. Make a vision board, write it all down, organize them by the ones you can do right now and the ones that require a little more time and energy.
Virgo.
Today is a good day to look at your relationships. Think honestly about where you want to go in life and start spending some quality time with your person this weekend.
Libra.
You're trying to be someone you're not to win everyone over. Libra, you're going to realize that you are enough. So be you today and this weekend.
Scorpio.
Feeling extra confident today, Scorpio? Great. People have always admired you for your hard work and poise. Be ready to show them your ways, and hopefully they'll be receptive to it.
Sagittarius.
Caitlin, you got up on the wrong side of bed today, Sagittarius. It might be best if you stay to yourself, maybe work through some of the things that you have buried deep down inside.
Capricorn.
Hey, Capricorn, you're the best at hiding your emotions and not letting them come out, but there's something that occurs today that will wake them up. You might have to take the weekend to figure it out.
Aquarius.
Today, you're going to have a serious conversation with someone close to you. Stay positive. It will help you enjoy your weekend knowing that you got all the negative emotions out the way.
Pisces.
You and your partner may have hit a dry spell. I don't want you to worry about it too much. Things are going to get more exciting. You can bet on it.
A dry spell for a fish. Now that is pretty interesting. That's a bad day. Anyway.
Work on it.
Thank you so much. If you want to check them again, chum1045.com. All the horoscopes are up on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up on Chum.
Sitting at about -4 right now. It's supposed to get really cold tomorrow. We'll get down to -13, but with the wind chills, it could feel like -25.
And then snow's coming on Sunday. Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, very cold. You might feel like it's like working in Antarctica, but it's actually very, very different because we have access to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How much access don't they have in Antarctica? Marilyn, tell them what you told me earlier.
They have a lack of healthcare facilities. They've got like a general bank and a post office and a primary school. It's pretty barren up there. But because of the unavailability of fully developed hospitals in the area, all residents, including children, are required to have their appendixes removed before coming to the town.
Can you imagine?
No.
In order to live and work there, you've got to get your appendix pre-removed.
Oh, my gosh.
This is because...
preemptively.
Right.
Just in case you have appendicitis when you're there because there's no way to remove it.
That's right. So they say this is because even a general appendix pain can turn fatal if not treated. Well...
that just tells you how far it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, they do have milder winters. Not mild enough for me, thank you very much. Yeah. Mostly it's like minus all the time, right? So anyway, I just found that incredible.
That is incredible. But it's actually pretty beautiful there. Like in terms of if you're really into nature and seeing stuff, really, really gorgeous there. Caitlin was telling us earlier about a social media account that you follow of someone who's actually in Antarctica.
Yeah, well, she's in Svalbard, which is kind of like a Norwegian island, and it's located between Norway and the North Pole, and it's one of the northernmost populated places in the whole world. And this influencer's name is Cecilia Blomdahl, Blomdahl, and you can go to her YouTube account, you can go to her Instagram, she's got a ton of followers, and I'll share it on Twitter and stuff, but she talks about how currently they are going through their polar night, and it is a 2.5-month period, goes from mid-November to late January, where they are in 24-hour-a-day total darkness.
That's awesome.
Because it's wild
to see. You like that, don't you?
I mean, that's a really good night of sleep.
still have to work and eat and go to the washroom and all that kind of stuff. You still have to drink
really?
A little.
Yeah. It's like she has these really cute dogs as well, and uh-huh. she talks about life there and going out to take them for walks at night and all the protection you have to bring in case you encounter a polar bear. You see all the footage of how beautiful it is, Jamar, to your point.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
She's great.
She is great. She is yeah. great. So you're probably going to say in this particular case, why are they up there? Well, in a lot of cases, this is near, like, it's a Chilean kind of community. It is because they do research up there. And so they got to bring the scientists up there and their families up there. So that's why they're there. What? And she's doing research where she is, right, Caitlin? That's
yeah,
her
I'm
job.
Not- I'm not sure exactly what her yeah. field is, but, you know, I do see photos of her in places that look like labs.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah. Do you get skinnier? Do you are lighter on the scale when you get your appendix taken out? No. No.
A couple grams, I'm sure. Maybe just a little bit.
The answer is no.
Nothing significant.
Nothing on that one. Anything right. to claim? Well, did you bring your appendix with you? No, we're good?
No.
How
nothing.
About that? Even kids, I don't know. The appendix, you know, when it gets sick, it's not a good thing. But, I mean, do we really use it? Is it extra?
I don't think it has any use, to be honest.
No.
I think it's some kind of an extra thing from yeah. back in the day.
All right. Well, that's what's happening there.
Whether it's the North Pole or South Pole. It's a pretty interesting place to be, but not a place you want to be with your appendix.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Yes, the fight against COVID-19 wages on. And, you know, this is a moving target, and it's a rolling process. And as time goes on, we're going to find more and more things that we discover about how to fight this virus. It looks like a certain plant is now being studied, and you've already guessed what plant it is. The plant of plants. The plant. Yes, marijuana, ganja, cannabis. They're finding out now that there may be some benefits from the cannabis plant that can help us fight COVID-19, mainly in the hemp part of the plant. They're saying that the cannabinoid acids in hemp and some of the extracts may help block some of the spike protein that helps get the virus into cells. It stops that process. So, you know, a lot of people are going, I told you, I knew it. I'm just going to stop you for a second. It's not necessarily from smoking the plant. As a matter of fact, I think from what I'm reading here, if you smoke or add heat to the plant, it kind of destroys whatever process mm-hmm. has the antiviral effects.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
nonetheless, it's very exciting to hear that good old weed might help us get out of the pandemic. How about that?
I never would have made that connection.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people haven't. You know, the cannabis plant has already been documented to have so many benefits to humans, you know, from some of its physical properties, you know, people mm-hmm. using hemp to make actual materials like paper and fabrics,
yep.
to the chemical properties, the health benefits, you know, what it's done for people with mental illness, people with anxiety issues, mm-hmm. and all the other things that it's being researched for, including cancer. The list goes on and on and on. You can add COVID-19 to the list right now.
You're really excited about this.
I mean, I'm not the only one. If we're trying to peg me as the weed head of the show, your country just made marijuana legal. So
yeah.
they're very excited about it.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
like he could do no wrong now.
I mean,
check all the boxes.
You know,
right?
the foolishness of what this plant has gone through over, you know, history. Just utter foolishness.
It's tricky because, like, anytime you make something illegal, they basically stop studying it.
They're yeah.
like, oh, it's illegal, so then you don't get to study it. It's the same thing with a lot of different substances over the course of history. And yeah, I mean, imagine if they're like, now that they can actually study it, probably places where it is legal, or at least it's been decriminalized.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
at all these hidden secrets.
It's incredible.
It was never known to anybody at the University of Idaho that it was illegal.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I gotta tell you, I was a resident advisor of a co-ed hall. Mm. Can you imagine? And I'm walking down the hallway, and those beautiful fluorescent lights, right? Perfect. Perfect for growing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 right?
The heat lamps, of course.
The heat lamps. And so I'd walk by, and I go, the door would be cracked open a little bit. There might be a puff of smoke. But anyway, I'd say, hey, that's quite the crop you're growing right there. Yeah. Those are nice houseplants. You want to close the door so nobody sees you and arrests you? Fantastic. Yeah.
Someone just...
It was everywhere.
Someone just texted in and said, my son told me this story a couple of days ago and I didn't want to believe him.
It's so funny. Why didn't you want to believe him? What? The PTSD that people are dealing with marijuana is crazy. Like, why didn't you want to believe him? Yeah. Because someone told me weed was so scary. And you know, like, it's like, it's a plant and it has a lot of benefits. And when we find out it could save us from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to change the tune.
I want you to know, full disclosure here. Okay, look at me. You know. Yeah. You know me very well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I eat hemp hearts. There you go.
Very good.
I just want you to know that.
Very good. And we don't judge you for it. It's
all to the good.
Science is going to continue to do what it does, which is make discoveries over and over and over again. And this is one of the more exciting ones.
For sure. I'll take anything to end this craziness, right?
Yeah.
I would
have to agree with that. Yeah, I think anyone would at this point because this is completely ridiculous. Right? Let's get out of this thing. So,
It's true, Mom. It's true.
All right. It's true, Mom. Your son was not lying to, you know, to catch a buzz in the morning. I woke
up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, how about another really interesting scientific story?
Well, this is scaring me, isn't it? It's scaring me.
It might. Okay. It might. This one's out of China. China just broke a record for the longest sustained nuclear fusion reaction. And what they're calling this thing that they created, they're calling it an artificial sun. Artificial sun. As a matter of fact, it's more powerful than the sun, about 5 times more powerful than the actual sun.
Why are they doing this?
I guess they're experimenting with energy and trying to figure out what the, here comes the sun. Yeah, here comes. yeah, they're experimenting with energy and trying to see, hey, can we create our own energy? Something really, really, really hot and radiant. And this reaction that they created lasted for 17 minutes. They were able to sustain it. A superheated plasma that reached 126 million degrees Fahrenheit. Yo, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's one. That's a tan, and then some.
That is sizzling. That is I'm just trying to think of barbecue terms as I don't barbecue that much. That is searing.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, as natural, what do you call it, fossil fuels dwindle.
Yeah, yeah.
This might be the direction of things.
What did you mention before about a moon of some kind?
Yeah, I remember at some point China was trying to make an artificial moon, like a light source that could just be, you know, put, you know, on display.
Yeah.
And just be there. Mm-hmm. An artificial moon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think they're still working on that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's basically an artificial moon facility. So it will have a lunar-like low-gravity environment. And that they've been working on that. They say apparently it's already ready.
But why?
Well, this is the question.
Yeah, they work on artificial sweetener with an aftertaste. Like, you know, do something else.
I just think of Jon Stewart, who was he was on with his friend Stephen Colbert, and they were just talking about science, you know, run amok kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, he felt like the world was going to end when a guy in a lab said, hey, we did it. And then it's just going to be lights out. And that's sometimes I think that. Like, I hear about the scientific advancements. I'm like, if you're not curing cancer, I don't want to hear it. I think this is going to go sideways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm a pessimist.
Oh, sure. Gosh. Sure. Well, anyway, that's why we do it
like,
so
don't create the sun on Earth. This isn't going to go well.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but then you look at the price of gas these days, and you're like, I know.
Fair enough.
Energy is really an issue.
It is.
So that's what's happening.
Good morning, everyone. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
It looks like an anniversary is being celebrated. The Simpsons. What? I mean, decades now for The Simpsons.
32?
32 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
How did you find out about The Simpsons as a kid?
Well, you know, The Simpsons was a part of the Tracy Ullman show, which was that variety comedy show that was on Fox. And it was a skit that used to happen in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And it looked really janky and not very well done, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And from then, everything took off. It became its own standalone television program.
Right, and I remember her suing them because they were leaving her to do something else, and she felt she had ownership of that show. Mm. Too bad she didn't invest in that show. Anyway, that didn't work out well for her, but it ran out, it ran a lot of years for them, and they've done so well.
Oh, like, my gosh. I feel like all the childhood memories of The Simpsons that I have, this was one of the first shows that I remember making me laugh, like, so hard that I would cry. And so many huge names in comedy. I mean, Conan O'Brien comes to mind.
Yeah.
Were writers for this show for such a long time.
Wow.
And it was funny because when it first came out, Marilyn, I don't know how you felt about this because I think probably Adam would have watched it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like your son. And did you approve of him watching The Simpsons or not really? Jamar, what about your mom, too? Like, did your parents approve of it?
I don't really think she was aware. It was just like, it was just the show I watched. Watched it in my room. That was it. There really wasn't a discussion about it.
Right. It's the Family Guy I had an issue with.
Okay.
And then I
okay.
found it hysterically funny, and then I watched it with him.
I remember that happening with my parents, too. Like, my mom didn't want me watching it. She didn't approve of it. And then finally she gave in, and I would be watching it downstairs, and all of a sudden I would hear a slight echo, and I realized she was watching it upstairs quietly in her bedroom thinking I couldn't hear it. But I was like, you know it's funny.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Simpsons definitely became, like, my show. Like, it was, you know, your parents had their shows,
sure.
and this was our show, me and my sister. So, yeah, The Simpsons,
yeah.
32 years of success. And a bunch of predictions, too. I don't know if you guys remember. The Simpsons has been a lord in pop culture, is giving these really weird, ominous predictions of events that actually happened.
Right.
Things like Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States.
That's
that,
right.
That was actually a Simpsons episode. So, I don't know. They're still going.
Well, they're still going, and they haven't aged a bit.
No, they haven't aged
it's
a bit.
Amazing. Yeah.
We got to figure out what the secret is.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office just accepted an application for a one Calvin Broadus. If that name doesn't ring a bell, maybe you know the name Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg. Of course, Snoop Doggy Dogg. And Snoop Dogg is trademarking the name Snoop Dogs. And it looks like from this article that he's looking to start selling wieners. Yeah, Snoop Hot Dogs.
Oh, right.
And
Perfect.
He's patented his own name, Snoop Dogs. So now, add this to the list of products with his name on it that you can consume or purchase. Snoop Dogg Hot Dogs.
He's got a lot of endorsements, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He does everything.
He does everything. He does, what's the one on the beach who's doing beer? He was doing cannabis.
Oh, yeah. Well, Snoop Dogg is a spokesperson for cannabis. I mean, if you have Snoop Dogg marijuana, like, you've got the best stuff. And, you know, of the success of the song Gin and Juice, of course Snoop was gonna have to do in his own gin.
He
was working with Martha Stewart for a little bit, and then I think got into like cookbooks and started doing a Snoop Dogg cookbook. You know, he's just such a strong brand as a person that anything he does instantly has a cool factor to it. So you know, you add Snoop's image or his likeness to a product, boom, it sells. And he usually does stuff that he knows a lot about.
Right.
That's what makes it successful.
I like his soft sell, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is cool. It is funny. I find him so entertaining. And, I mean, I think everybody loves him. So, I mean, why not? He found a niche and he's working with it. But the Snoop Dogs, I'd be interested in purchasing
the
that.
The Snoop Dogs.
Yeah, I love hot dogs. So, yeah.
Snoop's Hot Dogs.
What would be your thing that you would endorse?
It's got to be something that you're passionate about. And this is the question for everybody. We could all try this little exercise. You listening, okay? Text us 104536. What item or product or service could you endorse because of, you know, your expertise, how much you know about it, or how passionate you are about it? I would say I could endorse a headphone brand, and I know it's been done already, like, you know, Beats by Dre, but I just love the sound of music so much. You know, when it's high quality, when the bass hits just the right, you know, amount of low frequencies, when you have the right amount of depth in the sound, so when you hear the song and it sounds like you're in a room, or when you could feel the space.
Mm-hmm.
I like quality sound, so I can endorse headphones 100%.
Would you have a name for it, like Snoop Dogs?
What would nice you sounds. My DJ nice. Name, my name, my DJ name is Jay Nice.
Okay.
And these are nice sounds or nice headphones. That's what I would call it. Something with nice, like
nice.
Yeah, something with the word
double I.
100%.
I know.
Nice.
That. Nice. So, those are nice headphones.
They are See? Nice headphones.
See?
Exactly.
That's how you sold.
There it is.
Caitlin, what do you want to endorse?
Nails. 100%.
This is your expertise.
Yeah, I could. I'm surprised that I don't have a nail salon by now. I should. But yeah, I could definitely be the public face. I could endorse the heck out of, you know, shellac nails or even like an actual nail salon. I love all this stuff.
You could name your nails.
I could. I should try
Caitlin
to think
Green.
Of that. Yeah, green nails, although no one really wants green nails. I'll have to work on this one.
Well, you never know. Yeah.
I mean, you've had green nails, and they've been really, you know, like you know, nice color green.
Yeah.
You know,
but
not,
you know, yeah, like I
not
like
fungus or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's a blue-green. We don't want that one. The you know, I'd like to know who names all those, you know, colors, because they're really smart to do that. But, well, guys, I'm sure you guess what mine would be. Sure.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
I'm Marilyn Dennis for Idaho Potatoes. Right? Baked potatoes are fluffier with Idaho potatoes and crispier for French fries.
There you go.
I mean, it's
oh
there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I don't know, you know, they already have a name, so I don't want to. So I'll just add my name to it.
I'm trying to think of a catchy name for your potatoes.
Me too. That's what
a
I was just thinking. Brand.
Well, hey, nice tater tots you got there, Dennis. You know, that kind of thing.
Nice tots.
Nice tots.
Marilyn's tots.
Marilyn's tots.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anything works. But, you know, like, I mean, why not? If you're passionate about it, you know about it, you love it.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
First thing in the morning, I grab Marilyn's tots.
That's it.
I like it. All right.
I see Jim involved in that ad in some way.
That could work.
I'm away from my tots.
There it is. That can work.
We have the ad already done.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Interesting. They never got into canned goods. Those black eyed peas. could have worked out for them.
Right.
But I guess it's not really their brand per se. But, you know, sometimes just that celebrity endorsement really puts the shine on a product.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the endorsement off, a lot of times you don't care about the product as much. I guess there's no way to test it. But, I mean, I did buy Beats by Dre headphones.
Mm-hmm.
When they came out, I was full in on them. I had like a couple pairs of them. So, you know, you just give it that really cool look and that cool image, and, you know, it brings you across the finish line to be a purchaser. I mean, we've all done it, right? Like, what item have you bought because of a celebrity endorsement or that was just so happened to be endorsed by a celebrity?
I own something from Skims, actually.
I just bought it
recently. So it's Kim Kardashian's new, it's like a line of shapewear, but I bought some of her loungewear stuff, which is really nice and really comfortable.
They have stuff all over the place. They are everywhere. They're doing the United States Olympic uniforms right now, Skims, right? Now, tell me, honestly, without Kim Kardashian attached to it, is it a quality product?
Yes, I almost feel like I was expecting, I just liked how this looked. I liked the description of it, and it was on a retail site, a Canadian retail site. And I didn't even know, like, I was like, oh, this is cute. And then I was like, oh, it's Skims. And in my head, I was like, is this going to be one of those, like, celebrity endorsed things that isn't very good? No, it's amazing. It's really soft. It's so comfortable and warm. Her loungewear is good. I can vouch for it.
Yeah. You see, Kanye's sneakers do incredible. I mean, they do crazy numbers. And, you know, that's Kanye's product. Sometimes, you know, just having the celebrity name on something really, really gives it that push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I see a post of something that I like, that someone's wearing that I like, and I find out what they're wearing, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll check that out. But, there's so many out there. And I'm just trying to think in the past what I've ordered. And for right now, I'm like, I'm kind of lost. I think I look at the celebrities who like the product.
Yeah.
And in a quiet way, they're endorsing the product.
You know whose product did really well?
Who's that?
Remember Jessica Simpson's shoes?
Oh, my gosh, Jamar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She did, like, she really, really killed it.
She did.
And obviously, I've never worn them before.
I have. They have them upstairs in my office.
What would you say, comfortable?
Yeah, they're great. And they're beautiful
and great
colorful
looking, right?
And fun.
Yeah. She did really well.
She did.
She probably did more with shoes than she did with any of her her music, really.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Someone texted in and said that they bought Under Armour because of The Rock.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of smart. That was right. A decent alignment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about, like, Jessica Simpson's a perfect example.
Amazing.
For me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at people that we work with that do posts, and like, I know that Tracy Melcher, hi, Trace, listens to the show in the morning for Me Talk. She loves Charlotte Tilbury makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I bought it because she said, love it. I go, okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, it is influential, you know?
Makeup is one of the biggest areas for celebrities to, like, make some money. I mean, I think of Rihanna, her Fenty Beauty. I mean, she has made so much money off of that. I have Fenty Beauty products. They're fantastic. And Selena Gomez just got into that market as well with her Rare Beauty line.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviews for that are amazing. So
you never know. Back in the day when people came, they had a singing career, let's say, they would make their money on the merch downstairs in the basement when you go to the washroom, right?
Uh-huh.
T-shirts, CDs, the whole bit. Then people started branching out. Like, I think Britney, with perfumes, they're going, what is she doing? What are you doing, Celine Dion?
Mm-hmm.
And then they really started making a ton of money.
Absolutely.
So now you've got, let's say, wine. I'm just trying to think of the guy that we love, Drops of Jupiter guy. Who's the guy? The guy. Who's saying Drops of Jupiter?
Oh, shoot. This train. Pat Monahan.
Yes. Wine. Like, you know? To the point where, Caitlin Green, when we went to see Train open up for Hall & Oates, prior to Train getting on the stage, Jamar, a huge promo for his wine.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, great example of that is Diddy and Ciroc vodka.
Yeah.
Ciroc really was nothing until Diddy got involved with Ciroc,
and now
it is a standard vodka brand.
Yeah.
Like, it's Ciroc or nothing, these days.
Right.
Yep.
So interesting times, yeah.
Yep. So good on Snoop Dogg with those hot dogs. Next barbecue, you could be grilling up some Snoop Dogs.
Don't wake up. Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Would love for the singles listening to the show right now to weigh in on this. According to the dating app Hinge, 88% of singles using that app prefer to date somebody who's gone to therapy. As a matter of fact, 97% of the people on Hinge want to be with somebody who's actively taking care of their mental health, meaning the deal breaker in dating is your mental, your therapy.
Like, your mental fitness.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Of all the things that could be a deal breaker in a dating situation, meaning like physical attributes, you know, the more superficial things.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that people are saying the most. I want somebody that's had a little help upstairs.
Right. Instead of saying, hey, what's your sign?
Right.
It's, hey, who's your therapist?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, I think it's, number one, I think it's incredible because it means that this morning show is more dateable than anybody on the market. Because I think we've all been to therapy
or
are actively involved in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's a change in the culture because at one time therapy was looked at as something that you do when you're
quiet.
Weak.
Don't tell anybody about it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't tell anybody that you're talking to somebody about, you know, issues, the unresolved issues. That it was looked down as a scar, actually.
I remember talking to a friend of mine saying, you know, maybe you should go get some help, get some therapy. It's a small town. Everybody will know. What?
Right?
No? Mm-hmm. Really?
Like
no,
it's a disease or something like
that.
Yeah,
right. That's years ago. And, you know, it does come up in conversation with people because a girlfriend of mine was seeing a guy for a while and she said, well, you know, I don't know how it's going, but I know that he's had therapy, so that's good. Just went, wow, you go, okay. Well, so it seems to be like in the forefront in everybody's mind.
Well, I think a lot of people are getting to the point where you look back at past relationships and things that, you know, maybe an old partner did, and you're like, man, that person needed a little help. That person had an issue that was unresolved or undiagnosed, and no one wants to deal with that anymore. They're like, I'm not dealing with people with mental problems. problems. I need somebody who's, if you have the problems, you're at least actively trying to resolve them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a warning. Marilyn comes with this, 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 and this, but she's also seeing somebody about it, right? Like, it's got that kind of a thing. But, you know, it, when you look back on relationships that didn't work out well, and if that person made you feel badly, you now look back with probably more clarity going, oh, I think they had this, this, and this issue, and, oh, and this is how I reacted, and so this is from maybe my childhood.
Sure.
Or a past, you know, exposure to something that has was not very good in my life. So, yeah, I'm all for it, and I think it's great that we're talking about it more and that people are saying, you know, and we don't use it like this, like when you get in an argument with your partner. I think you should go back to therapy, you know. It's, you know, you can't throw that lightly. But it's like, it's good to know that there's a voice that will listen to you when you're having a situation, because your girlfriends and your guy friends and your mates can't always help you with it. We don't have that diploma.
Yeah, it's attractive. It's an attractive quality, yeah. I think. And it indicates that you're flexible, you're open-minded. And for a lot of people who've benefited from therapy themselves, and they know how good it was for them, mm-hmm. when they hear that someone else is doing it, a potential partner is doing it, you're like, yeah, okay, because I know firsthand how good this is. Mm-hmm. So I want you to do it too.
But I'll tell you what it's attractive to your point about it to me. It tells me that you are open to conversation, mm-hmm. and that you're not a wall. You know when you get into an argument with somebody and you can't break through, you can't let them, you can't even have a discussion about what we're, you know, in conflict about because they're just closed? If you are someone who's actively in therapy, it means at the very least, you're not closed. You're open to the idea that you might not know everything. And I like that.
Right.
And that makes conflict resolution much easier.
And then sometimes when you are closed, it's because you're going, don't go down that road because you know where that's going to go, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like, you know, here's the thing. For anyone who's considering it, we all highly recommend it. You have to, it's like buying a car. You got to match up with somebody that you like. Because if you don't like that person, it doesn't work. And then when you do it, it's really, you walk out of there, I don't know, I feel more empowered. And if I come into a conflict with anybody or something, I know how to work with it.
Yep.
If you are married or with somebody who goes, I am not going to therapy, you still go. You still go.
Yep.
It really is helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this makes you extremely dateable. Any singles listening? 88% of people on Hinge want somebody who's been to or actively in therapy.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Another day, another tabloid headline involving drama for the royal family. So this happens yesterday. Prince Andrew is summoned by Mummy, Queen Elizabeth, to Windsor Castle. And he's chauffeured there and formally notified that he has been stripped of his military titles and his royal patronages. So Buckingham Palace releases a public statement not long after that meeting, confirming the news and adding that he would no longer undertake any public duties and he would be fighting his civil case in the U.S. as a public citizen, a.k.a. just like in the mob, the family's not protecting you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So big
news. You're on your own, right? That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he stands accused of some pretty heinous crimes surrounding his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. This has kind of been a long time coming. Rumor has it that the royal family insiders, that the people who are employed in senior positions by the royal family, the consultants, have all been saying to the Queen, we have to distance ourselves from this situation because we just cannot vouch for somebody who's made mistake after mistake, bad judgment call after bad judgment call, it's not going to go well. So he now also can't attend Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee in June to celebrate her 70 years on the throne. So yeah, some drama.
I think about his daughters. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All that they have to face with all the silly things, or not such good things, even serious things, about what he's accused of doing. So I think Charles has kind of taken over and has been for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And he's already cut everyone's wages or said, what are you doing for the family business? If you're not really doing anything, then we're not going to pay you. So so this is all happening. But this is a private affair. And that's right. They need to distance themselves from this.
They have to, because you can't. can't possibly be seen as vouching for someone who is accused of the type of stuff that Prince Andrew is. And they already, the royal family has already been looked upon or looked down upon by many in the public for standing behind him for as long as they have. And their treatment of him stands in very stark contrast to the treatment of Harry and Meghan. And when you consider that, you know, they're not being accused of this kind of stuff, but they were kind of tossed out and Harry was stripped of his military affiliations and his title and everything else. So, yeah, it by all accounts, the royal watches in the UK say that this was a good move and maybe a little bit long overdue. So it's scam week, apparently, here on Chum Everyone, because Jamar's computer was hacked. We talked about a new scam involving people being sent USB devices that contained malware that infects your computer. And now the latest from these sketchy scammers is tricking people with fake QR codes. Now, QR codes are those black and white square symbols that you scan with your phone, your camera, and they've been really popular ever since the pandemic began. You probably have seen restaurants using them in place of paper menus. So whenever a new technology becomes very popular, it also invites scammers. This has been happening in the U.S., and we're being warned to stay vigilant here also, because someone put a bunch of these stickers on parking meters with fake QR codes and then stole people's banking information when they thought they were paying for parking.
Wow. That's a new one.
It is a new one. So,
but, you know, it's interesting because you'll see all over the city just these QR codes everywhere. You know, a lot of times people, you know, if they're selling a product or they're trying to market something, they'll just get a QR code made for it and they'll just start throwing it up all over the city. And, you know, the average person, you know, probably walks past it, but some people just scan them to say, hey, what's this about? This is a potential threat.
You know, it's one thing if it's metered parking that's run by the city. It's quite another if it's a private lot. And you look at this and have to ask yourself a few things. And this is from, you know, tech experts who are weighing in on this scam and saying, here's some steps you can take to protect yourself. Obviously, think before you scan it. If this is in public, is it a sticker or is it actually part of a sign? And does the website that it takes you to look like what you'd expect? Like click on the HTML and look at it. If it's some like weird, you know, looking HTML site, don't enter any of your personal info. Don't scan codes that are embedded into emails. You're already online. So there's no need for them to provide you with a shortcut to a website. Like you're online already. It doesn't make sense. Scan, like I said, scan that URL. If it looks weird, stay away. And make sure, you know, consider using a password manager. Not just because, hey, do we not all forget our passwords all the time and wind up being locked out of accounts. They have password management apps and they also will help flag phony websites and they'll help you not autofill in all of your information. So look into those because I forget a password a day and why not use some technology that can actually help you.
I want to thank our Chum listeners after all those discussions yesterday for warning me that there is another fraudulent ad on Facebook and Instagram featuring my image. And some of them are promoting skincare. Some of them are promoting all sorts of stuff. Some of them are saying that I'm leaving the Marilyn Dennis show. None of that is true. So if you ever find the ad, just send it to us however you want to. You can tweet or whatever, and we'll take it. We've already taken it down, but we have to stay on top of it. So just thank you for that because all of a sudden it started. It's scam season, you know? You know?
Anyway. I saw that. And it was a sketchy website.
Very sketchy, yeah.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
For anybody that lives with their spouse or their partner, a recent survey says that we are all alike in the fact that when our partner is around, not around, we all tend to do the same type of things, which is do things that we can't do with them.
Yeah, right.
For example, binging television shows that our partner doesn't like. If our partners don't like the show, we watch it when they're not home.
Right. Like the show and just like that, because it dropped yesterday on Crave, so I have to go watch it.
And
before
just
Jim
like
comes
that,
home.
Is that the Sex and the City, thing?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm watching this, but I feel like I'm trying to produce it as it's running, because it could be better. But I think there's going to be a second season. But I know that he wouldn't enjoy that, so that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I also eat all of his cashews. You know when you get the mixed nuts? Because I can't have the other nuts. I go through it like a little bird. And he'll go, honey, did this not come with cashews? So I eat cashews and watch that show.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, that's like me and eating food because she's completely gluten-free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When she's not around, I break out anything with gluten. Bagels, a beef patty with the cocoa bread, like bread on bread on bread.
Bread. Bring on the baguette.
Yeah, everything.
I'm with you on that
Absolutely.
One.
Oh, my gosh.
And 34% of partners say, people say that they cook or bake things their partner doesn't like when they're not home. That's their time to eat what
they really
want to have. Yeah, for sure. So the question for everyone is, what are you watching when your partner's not home? And what are you eating when your partner's not there?
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it's definitely...
I'm going into a stash.
I get
all the mixed nuts that he buys because I can't have all those things, but I can have cashews. And I get into that, and I ask him to please hide any corn chips because I can't have those. But I want them, but I can't have them. And I watch kind of girl shows and or... very heavily laden, like, I love PBS, you know that. I love those kind of British whodunits.
Okay.
He's not interested in those.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same for me. Like, I'll watch, that's my housewives time, you know. I'll watch a lot of, like,
He's not into housewives at all. He won't consume.
I have snuck enough Real Housewives of New York in that he kind of got into that one, but it was the only franchise he could stand.
Okay.
So, like, if I want to watch Beverly Hills, I got to watch that one alone.
Right.
And if I want to order a bunch of really bad for me Uber Eats or eat an entire bag of Sour Kids, I'm doing that by myself.
Because there's no judgment. There's no, like... Oh. Like that, like looking at the end of the couch going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you going to eat that? And you don't have to share.
Exactly.
Exactly. You don't have to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started watching The Mandalorian because she's just not on it at all.
Right.
She's not Star Wars nothing.
Right.
That's when I had to watch it, when she's not home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God forbid I find the Miss Vickies hidden somewhere in the house. Because, you know, like you're just going to go, never. Hello, Miss Vickies. I can never eat half a bag. It's gone. It's the crunch and whatever. I can't. Now, when he's here with me, we will share the bag, and I'll go, oh, no, honey, you finish it. And I am dying inside. But I think, no, this is good for your, you know, your waistline. But if he leaves me anything like that and I find it, it's gone. What happened to the Miss Vickies? I don't know. They left.
So my question for you is, what do you think he's watching when you're not there?
He's watching. You know what he does? He tapes all these... this last season, all these college games. He knows what the final score is. He likes to see how it gets to that score. So I'm not interested in that.
Man, I can't get into DVR'd sports.
I can't either.
It's like, once I know what the score is and how it ended, I can't even do it. It's like, I don't even want to watch it again, but he'll do that.
He'll do that, especially with college football. I'm like, don't need it.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And what do you think he's eating?
Everything. He can eat. This man is so fit. He, you know, you either gained weight or you lost weight during COVID, right? During the lockdown.
Yeah.
This man is the fittest. It's irritating me. Can you hear it in my voice?
Yep.
The fittest guy. I've known him since I was 14. Honest to God, he looks good. And yet there's the chocolate and he's got the gummies. He's got the peanut butter. And it's like he's got a tray of goodies. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could have that. But I can't. But he can eat it.
Everyone's
and he gets
different.
Away with it.
That's what he's blessed with.
I can't. He's blessed with that metabolism.
He's an earthworm.
He's an earthworm.
Everything just goes straight through.
I'm sure Ronica's going, how can you eat that? Like, gluten aside.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really, because you've lost weight, right?
Yeah, my weight doesn't really fluctuate too much.
So what are you eating? I hear you. Like, you order stuff for the morning show. You're having a buffet.
My breakfast in the morning.
There's a big bag. There's like, the Egg McMuffin, and then there's maybe a bagel, and then there's a coffee, and then there's a... And I'm like, this guy never changes shape.
It just is what it is.
Do you hear the irritation in my voice?
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wish I could donate some of what I got to you, but
I wish I had it. But you know what I'm talking about. Caitlin and I are really, we're trying, aren't we?
Yeah, and both of our husbands have like the body fat percentage of swimmers.
It's
very frustrating.
I don't know why.
I don't get it.
Why this all happened. But anyway.
We eat the same things. Anyway.
We You know what? It really is one of those things where I don't know if you do this, Caitlin, and Jamar, just be aware of this, okay?
Sure.
So I realize that I eat as much as my husband does when we're having dinner. So when we get in a hamburger, I'm eating the hamburger. He's eating the hamburger. He's having the fries. I'm having the fries. Okay? I'm thinking, well, do you see what you're doing here?
But you're the shapeshifter.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So anyway.
Sorry.
Okay. And it's not going to help this weekend because I'm going to be immersed in all the NFL playoffs,
yeah.
Right? And there's going to be cheese and chips and guacamole and whatever. And I'm going to let that. I'm going to ride with it. And then Tuesday of next week, I'll start again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, baby, it's better you don't see what he's eating.
Ugh.
So you don't have to know.
Please hide it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Yeah, we're looking at a stat that says 34% of people cook or bake things their partner doesn't like when they're not home so that they can enjoy it. Because they don't want to hear the third degree from their partner for, why are you eating that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like that. Well, maybe do it when they're not home. They also, the same couples do the same thing with their television shows and their TV choices. They binge watch shows that their partner doesn't like when they're not home so that they don't have to hear from their partner. Because I know it's probably not a great feeling when you see your husband looking down on you for watching The Real Housewives, right? Is it a condescending look? What kind of look is it?
It's not so much that. It's just like he doesn't want to see this, and mostly we want to watch the shows together. I mean, I've at least had him succumb to Below Deck. We both love that. But, you know, there's just some stuff like, you know, he might want to watch a certain sport that I'm not going to be that into. Like, he could sit down and watch golf for a ton, like just hour after hour. And it's really not for me.
Right.
So, and we're not alone. Like, our texters are painting some hilarious pictures of how their time without their partners are spent. Someone said, I sit down and watch the Biography Channel and eat Kraft mac and cheese right out of the pan.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, you that's
know,
good.
I have to tell you, I got like sometimes when I see documentaries on to that point with that listener, I rewatch things. Okay,
yeah.
So when I watch like the Roosevelts, okay, it's a 9-hour documentary. Ken Burns, my husband walks in, he goes, "Are you watching this again? It's going to be the same ending."
I know.
I go, I know, but I feel like I might have missed something.
You're right, because like if I get walked in on watching Batman Begins one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to be questioned as, okay, what's your maturity level? What did I buy here? That's what she's going to say. And, you know, I'd rather just do that in private so she doesn't have to know that.
That's right.
So, yeah, I completely get that. What are also people saying they do in the absence of their partner, eating and watching?
Yeah, so someone says that it's horror movies and potato chips. So they binge watch those. Someone else said that they love passion flakies. You know those things?
Passion flakies? What are those?
It's like a pre-made little pastry with like cream filling and like a fruit flavor. Think of like Joe Louis, that kind of vibe. So they're like, you know, I wait till my partner's away and then I eat all that. And someone else says that what they do is they watch Felicity and Golden Girls reruns and their husband watches a ton of sci-fi and eats burritos. It's also too, so many people are saying they do this on different floors of the house.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Not even just, or they'll do separate Uber Eats orders. Like I really love Chinese food. My husband really loves Mexican. So we do two separate Uber Eats orders. We watch our own things in different floors of the house.
That's okay.
Yeah,
because
in the pandemic, if you're stuck there together, at least you can, you know, have a little vacation on a separate floor.
I'm going to Theater 1, Cinema 1, which is upstairs, and you go to Cinema 2, which is downstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's not a bad idea.
A lot of rom-coms, so people are like, you know, I'm watching rom-coms and my partner goes away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallmark movies, that kind of stuff. If you don't enjoy the same thing, you don't want to make someone sit through something they don't like.
But I will admit, you know, I got pulled in to Working Moms. You guys wonder why I knew so much about the show the other day.
Yeah.
Because I walked in and I was watching it, and I caught a little bit of it. I saw a streetcar, like, roll past. I was like, what are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, is that show Working Moms? I was like, oh, yeah, I know that show.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, love it. I didn't expect to love it, but I love it. Great show.
I'm going to talk to Catherine Reitman today on the show. Yeah.
Tell her I said what's up.
Yeah, I will.
That's
like,
great.
So
yeah,
good.
Great show.
But, you know, it's really funny because without even saying anything, right, you say third degree and I get that. It's almost like you're being a parent to your partner, giving them the eye like, why are you doing that? And we don't want that anymore.
Well, yeah, no one wants to have their experience ruined, you know?
Oh, yeah. Not alone.
I know it's unhealthy. Let me just eat in private. Right? That's how it works. Okay.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
So a little heads up about some major winter weather headed our way. Get your shovel and de-icer ready because a lot of snow could be heading here. Skier and snowboarders like Jamar are probably very excited about this news because the Weather Network and the U.S. National Weather Service are flagging a storm headed our way late Sunday and into Monday. Now, they're trying to predict the track of it now. And if you go online and take a peek at this, it looks like the eastern seaboard is going to be hit fairly hard. And that's going to include Ontario and Quebec. And the potential for us is to see 15 to 25 centimeters of snow. That's by far the biggest amount we've seen this winter, if it happens. There's always that little asterisk.
Fresh pow. That's what we're looking for.
Would you go snowboarding if like a decent snowfall happened, Jamar? Do you think you would make an effort to like hit the slopes?
Yo, I've been trying to without like with the crud that we have right now. So with some real good snow, yeah, that would be a definite.
Okay, sweet. Well, you might be doing it next week.
Word.
Okay. Also, want to give everyone a little heads up that our top doctor here in Ontario has warned everybody that the restrictions that have been placed on indoor dining and gyms, movie theaters might be in place beyond their scheduled expiry date, which was supposed to be January 26th. They're not saying it's definitely going to be extended, but they're not going to be able to guarantee that reopening happening on the 26th. And also, this makes me think of the fact that if this snowstorm does hit on Monday, actually, when I'm reminded of reopenings, that's the day that all the return to in-person learning is going to happen. So, keep that in mind for your Monday commute. If you get, you know, back to school and a big dump of snow, give yourself some extra time on the roads. Now, Kanye, no stranger to controversy, as we know, but he has been accused of assaulting a man in L.A. early Thursday morning. So this happened at 3 a.m., and we always joke that nothing good happens after midnight. But definitely nothing good happens after 2 in the morning. So he was sitting inside of an SUV outside of a private members-only club called the Soho Warehouse. And an unidentified man approaches him and asks for an autograph. They must have exchanged some words because he gets out of the vehicle, gets into an altercation with him, who was then, they allege, punched in the face and falls to the ground. The man reportedly caught this attack on his phone and later filed a police report. He was not seriously injured. Nevertheless, LA is looking into a misdemeanor battery investigation against Kanye. And yeah, you pointed out, Jamar, he's supposed to headline Coachella.
Yeah. I doubt this is going to affect this. I hope it doesn't, you know, for everyone's sake. But you know what? He did get into a similar incident with a paparazzo a couple years ago. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
The video that was caught of him kind of scuffling with the person trying to take pictures of him.
Yeah. And, you know, even if somebody kind of provokes you, you're the celebrity, you're the star, you have the most to lose. Like, let your security detail handle it in those situations. And it makes me think of Jason Derulo, who was caught on camera also assaulting a perceived fan recently. Mm-hmm. And again, I just think this is why you pay for security. Let them deal with people who are harassing you.
Yeah.
Australia. Oh, man. The drama down under continues around tennis star Novak Djokovic's, is he going to play in the Australian? Is he not going to play in the Australian Open debate? Of course, he has claimed that he has a medical exemption from having to be vaccinated. The Australian Open's rules clearly state that you're going to have to be fully vaccinated to play, also to enter the country right now. They have some really harsh immigration rules right now around COVID-19 measures. So first he was banned, then he was allowed, and now he's kind of banned again. Australia's immigration minister has canceled his visa. This is, again, for a second time. This happened just today, saying it was in the public interest to do so. And so now Novak's legal team is expected to take action in the hope that he can stay and play in the Australian Open. So a lot of people thought he was going to be deported. He hasn't yet. It looks like they want to submit something around noon tomorrow, and so the matter can be heard on Sunday. But I'll tell you, public support of having him play is beyond low. Like, it's subterranean. People on social media are furious about this. They're saying, you know, put him on a crowded public plane back to, you know, like, people are rattled. They're mad. They're really mad because they feel like he's playing a game with their legal authorities, with their rules, and with their people, and that he thinks he's special and he doesn't have to play by the same set of rules as everybody else in Australia is having to play by right now.
Well, there's two Australian anchors that were caught bad-mouthing him off mic, but somebody leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the news people are like, get him out of here.
They're very ticked about this, and you can understand it. If they've been living and playing by one set of rules, and he wants to blow in and say, I'm a celebrity, this isn't going to apply to me, it's going to rub people the wrong way. So we'll see what happens over the weekend.
Yeah, the Australian government really botched this one, because they should have been on the same page from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Either they're going to let him or not, all at once.
Some 104.5 in the morning. Back to the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So what's on the menu? A little veg out with some football?
Football. We got two games tomorrow. And get this, guys. Mm. Our friends down in Buffalo are hosting the Patriots.
Yeah, I saw. Big deal.
The game is at 8:15.
Uh-huh.
The weather is very, very, very cold. You can't wear anything with, like, lithium batteries or anything. Those you told me about the boots that you had with warmers on them?
Yes.
They won't let you wear anything like that. I don't know why, but you have to layer up. And they were practicing with frozen footballs yesterday. They were.
To kind of get
used to it.
Get focused.
Right, because the feel of the football is very different when it's really cold, right?
Uh-huh.
So there you have it. So, I mean, two teams that are used to the cold are going to be playing at 8:15 on Saturday night. Yeah,
that's a special type of person. That could go out there and sit through a whole full... I'm not that type of person.
No.
But it is a special person that could sit through an outdoor entire four quarters of football.
I witnessed my friend Ashley Rowe from WKBW ABC in Buffalo. We sat in a game in Buffalo, and everything was warm except my feet, and I thought I had really good boots on. When the guy next to me went to go to the washroom, I said, "Don't you ever leave me again," because it's the body, like having other people there makes it warmer. But you have to be a super fan to go to this game.
Oh yeah, when I lived in Chicago, I used to do some stuff with the Bears.
Ugh.
And they wanted me to come out and do some, like, fan, you know, engagement stuff during, right, you know, the timeouts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I lost that gig, just to say that.
Okay, they quickly
found out that I wasn't very engaging during cold weather. Like, I think we picked the wrong guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
So
anyway,
I mean, if I was moving around, like, you know, snowboarding type movement.
I know.
Yeah, but not standing on a sideline.
You either are in it or you're not, and you're not. Okay.
Okay. Listen, have a great weekend.
Marilyn Dennison Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.